Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Shires reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Berg moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to home for the out. Towards short. Gardner fields it, tags Thomas and throws home to double up Berg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Myatt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball towards right. Falk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Falk. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca bunts towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerr covering, for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball towards right. Falk catches it and throws to home to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jamieson hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shires bunts towards the mound. Schott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kham is walked intentionally. Chick Autry pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Johnny Milges now pitching. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Chick Autry. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Hoffman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kahm. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Kahm steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing center field. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berg to Kahm. The throw back to home, and Porter is out at the plate. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kahm hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kahm. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Averill reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.